Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. On this week's program, St. Mary Technical High gets renovated science lab. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Students and teachers of the St. Mary Technical High School now have better facilities for the teaching and learning of the sciences. This after state-owned oil refinery Petrojam refurbished the school's chemistry lab at a cost of just over $1.8 million. The project was initiated by Port Maria Mayor and Petrojam Board Chairman Richard Crary and involved infrastructure repairs as well as the installation of new cupboards, tables, and gas and water lines. This was complemented by Phase 1 renovation of the Integrated Science Laboratory, which involved similar work and was spearheaded by the school at a cost of $2.7 million. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information contributed $1.5 million from funds dedicated for science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM-related engagements at the school. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley, who officially reopened the labs, said the initiative is in keeping with the government's focus on STEM, seeing as a catalyst for real economic growth and development.
In fact, for Jamaica to really build out what we have been talking about or calling the knowledge-based digital society, we have to ensure that we train our students in the STEM subjects, the sciences, technology, engineering, mathematics. In fact, all major professions in this world relies heavily on these four subject areas. And as such, we must ensure that we put in place the necessary support mechanism for us to attain our rightful place among the best in this world.
Dr. Wheatley encouraged the students to make full use of their new lab.
But it is one thing to have the lab. The most critical part of this process is to ensure that we utilize the lab properly and effectively. Do not believe that because you are in St. Mary or that you are from humble beginnings, that you cannot attain whatever you set your sights on.
Petrojam's general manager, Floyd Grindley, says his company jumped at the opportunity to support the school.
We are quite pleased at this expansion activity and are positive that this renovated lab will redound to the benefits of the students of this institution and to Jamaica at large. And we are making this contribution with one overarching thought in mind. And we are contributing to the creation of our future scientists, researchers, technicians, plant operators, project managers, and list could go on and on.
Principal Glassine McCormack Lazarus says the renovation of the lab is a tangible contribution and will help the school achieve its goals.
Science is an excellent catalyst for the development of the mind. We are looking at Vision 2030, which is to provide or to facilitate world-class education and training. And the St. Mary Technical High School is all about facilitating world-class education and training.
St. Mary Technical High School, categorized as a STEM academy by the ministry, has approximately 1,200 students on roll. The STEM curriculum includes agricultural science, biology, chemistry, environmental science, integrated science, and physics. The school's performance in these subjects in the Caribbean Secondary Examination Certificate CSEC has ranged from 35 to 87% over the past 5 years. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.